brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll tell you, Charlie Sheen and I are really frustrated. You have this Kanye West jumping up on stage at some mindless awards show, taking over the microphone for 20 seconds, and President Obama has weighed in. The whole country is twittering about now Jimmy Carter, who says if you criticize the president in any way, you're a racist. He's saying he's very concerned about Kanye West. They know the diet of mindless fluff that the people are hungry for because we've been raised with it, forced fed it to the point of loving it. And that is why we are so enslaved. The average American doesn't know the three branches of government, but they know who Kanye West is. And so Charlie Sheen puts out 20 hard bullet points to the president and says that the victims' families of 9/11 would like to meet with him and discuss the fact that 6 of the 10 9/11 commission members say that it is a criminal cover-up taking place concerning 9/11 and that it needs to be reinvestigated. And nothing is said, nothing is done. I mean, it's all over TV that on Monday night, Charlie went to dinner with Buzz Aldrin. I was over at Charlie's house a few weeks ago, and we're talking about Buzz Aldrin's discussions of the monolith on the moon of Mars. And Charlie said, hey, my stunt man, my stunt double knows him. I ought to call him. And sure enough, they went and had a meeting and had dinner. But that is interesting. An astronaut, top Hollywood actor, meeting and having dinner. But still, is it important as Charlie Sheen wanting to meet with the president? No. There is a media blackout surrounding Charlie Sheen. They covered it some last week. Fox News demonized him. And then now he has challenged the president's White House press secretary to make a public statement about it. He has challenged John McCain's daughter, who's been demonizing Charlie, to debate him live on TV. He's challenged Limbaugh, Hannity, O'Reilly. And you know these guys are aware of the challenge. They've been called. They've been emailed. Our listeners have been calling him. They've filled up McCain's daughter's blog with comments challenging her. And nothing has been done because they are scared. They are scared. They cannot debate Charlie Sheen. All they can do is sit back and falsely claim that they represent the families and that the families don't like what Charlie's doing with not one piece of evidence or one family member of a victim that they can trot out. They are cowards. They want 9/11 to go away. They just want to use it to set up a police state in the United States. They want to use it to destroy the republic and bring in their tyranny in a bipartisan fashion and use it to attack other sovereign countries. They do not want it discussed openly, and they certainly don't want the fact that 6 of the 10 commission members have gone public, saying that the investigation was a cover-up, a fraud, a lie. These are quotes, that there should be a criminal investigation. All they can do is name-call, but they will not present the facts. They will not print Charlie Sheen's 20 bullet points. They will not talk about it. They will not discuss it. Now, it was a major victory before they had the clampdown this week. Hundreds of papers linked to the 20 points. Some papers, like the Telegraph, published it in the print edition. We've got some major magazines in the U.S. have called us wanting to reprint it. So it did put 9/11 Truth back on the front burner. But now the establishment kind of attacked it first, realized that it was blowing up in their face, and so they backed off really quick. We'll tell you about the latest flu developments. It's important. And your phone calls and a lot more coming up after this break. We'll tell you about the guest as well.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I'll tell you about the guest that we have coming up a little bit later in this hour. Three very informative guests coming up today. We're also going to have wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. Yesterday, I saw a YouTube video by a purported off-duty soldier that dovetails with all of the data that I have from open source information or open source intelligence. Since then, the video has gone viral. We have an article, a blurb on it at prisonplanet.com right now. Soldier claims authorities training to intern Americans who refuse swine flu shot. Now, that is in the executive order. In fact, we should have a more detailed story about this, regardless of whether this is accurate or not. And watching the body language, listening to the information, knowing what I know about NORTHCOM training already, I believe this person believes what they're saying is true and that they have indeed been given this training. The issue is they tell them it's real, but also training at the same time. so that if they don't think the public will buy a total martial law lockdown, they would have just further used it as a live-action drill to train the military and police to set up checkpoints and lock down major cities. But yes, under Bush's executive order, under his pandemic executive order, and Obama has continued that, and under this entire system, they have prepared mass graves, incinerators, the cordoning of towns and cities, checkpoints, bracelets. Europe is saying they're going to have bracelets for people that have had shots. That is in the news. So, yes, we're only a week and a half away from the flu inoculations beginning. But the public's running out taking last year's flu shot. That even if you believe in the flu shot, it has no connection to the mutations of the regular flu this year and no connection to the H1N1. Absolutely nothing to do with it. There's a lot of medical doctors, virologists on record. We'll go over some of those news reports saying they believe that this will kill a lot of people, that the vaccine interactions are dangerous. But we are going to play that video coming up later in the hour. Soldier claims authorities training to intern Americans who refuse swine flu shot. In the video below, a soldier claims she has trained with California police to set up roadblocks and force vaccinations on the public. Those who refuse will be boarded on buses and taken to a concentration camp. She includes a photo of an RFID device she claims will be used to track people and material. She says the military and police will use electronic bracelets to track the vaccinated. Former Kansas State Trooper Greg Evanson underscored this claim last week. Have you been made aware of the massive roadblock plans to stop all travelers for a vaccine bracelet stainless steel band with a microchip on board? This will force you to take the shot, Evanson wrote. We're going to get him on the show back in July 29th. Refuse it, you will be placed on a prison bus and taken to a quarantine camp. What will you do when your children are not allowed into school without the shot? What will you do when you are not allowed into the workplace without the vaccine paperwork? Buy groceries, go to the bank, shop anywhere, get on a plane, bus, or train, use the toilet in the mall. Police officers will become loathed, feared, despised, and remembered for their official duties. Mr. Evanson made the following comment at an event in Texas, and we have a link to that video as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we had emergency managers on the show. We had reporters on from Indiana in a county bordering Illinois and Chicago. And the feds came to them. FEMA came to them and said, get ready for riots, a million dead to be buried in your town. There's not even a million in the county. Get ready for dead from Chicago to be buried. Then I got secret state documents out of upstate New York about preparations for mass graves and martial law. But again, ladies and gentlemen, it came out that the color-coded alert was created for fear and political control, and every time they wanted to pass legislation or take people's liberties, Bush would order Homeland Security to issue fake alerts. This is not some mystery just because, you know, Governor Ridge comes out and admits it's true now. Ari Fleischer admitted it in a press conference in 2004. So that's what's going on. Now, I want to be clear. They are using this as a martial law takeover cover. And it certainly is a danger. They could release a real bioweapon and kill a bunch of people. But if they almost locked the whole country down in April for a couple deaths, what are they going to do when tens of thousands die from the regular flu? That is a big question that everybody needs to be debating right now. In fact, I had a bunch of guests lined up today, but I just think I'm going to cancel them because I think we should just talk about flu. Yeah, I'm going to pull the plug on the guest today, except for one guest. Shooter Jennings, son of Waylon Jennings. I want to get his political views in the last hour of the show today. But I'm going to go ahead and cancel the other guest and move him. I'm going to go ahead and just make that decision right now. I want to get Judy McLeod, writer for Canadian Free Press, award-winning journalist, formerly with the Toronto Sun. She's worked working on a big story, but we're just going to go ahead and cancel that now. And Michael Shaw about the Agenda 21 water grabbing going on around the country, part of the UN takeover. I'm just going to – so we don't have to worry about that guest info now because those are just canceled. Just have Nemo remove those. Thank you. Because I want to be able to just spend my time today covering the flu. Because, I get so close to a problem. So close to a problem that I then start losing focus on just how serious it is. That happens to a lot of people that do dangerous jobs. Their problem is staying focused, like deep water, underwater, industrial diving, where they're working on oil rigs and inside ships and doing really dangerous stuff. The danger is that they get too routine about it and forget how dangerous it is. And I think all of us tend to do that. I mean, we have a psychopathic eugenics government that openly has engaged in tens of thousands of declassified chemical, biological, and radiological tests on the people, killing the people routinely. They're totally ruthless, totally wicked, totally out of control. And they're openly writing in different documents that they are planning to use controlled bioweapons releases and stage terror attacks to bring in world government. And Dick Cheney wrote in the September 20th, 2000 document that he wants to use race-specific bioweapons and legitimize their use. And we know Israel, South Africa, the United States, England, France, and others have developed these. We know the human genome is run out of Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Facility for the express purposes of getting genetic cures for the elites and ways to soft kill the public with degenerative diseases that are hard to track and trace back to their black ops. So I want to tell the police and military something. I know a lot of you are starting to blow the whistle on this, and that's good, but we need more of you just to go ahead and come out public about the mass graves, the forced inoculations, and all of this. Because if we expose what they're planning, the same thing will happen, just like they tried to make police and firefighters and medical workers and other first responders, 14 million of them, in 2002, 2003, under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They tried to order them with no law. They just said, oh, you'll be fired if you don't take the shots. And I did have mayors. I did have fire chiefs. I did have police chiefs on. We'd see them in local papers in Tennessee and Arkansas and Texas and New York saying, I'm not doing this and there's no law and I'm telling my men and women, my officers, not to do it. Or it's their choice. But nobody's going to be fired for not taking this. And the program stopped. Because, see, if they can't make the enforcers take it, they're not going to be able to make you take it. But they have been having drills the last 10 months in Tennessee, in California, in Texas, all over, where the Army and the Marines and the National Guard and Homeland Security and dozens of other state and local agencies come out and just set up checkpoints and search people. And they'll say, oh, we had hundreds of arrests for marijuana and alcohol. And it's an anti-terror drill, but they're arresting citizens for petty issues. This is all federalization drills. And remember, 3 months ago, the governor of Tennessee said, you don't have authorization, Army, to be doing this. And the Army said, we're going to do it, okay, buddy, under NORTHCOM and under John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They were in the news saying, we don't care. Remember what happened in Iowa? 8 months ago, I had the colonel on, door-to-door gun confiscation drills. And they said, well, it's just a drill for gun confiscation. And now the feds from Boston to Chicago to Dallas are doing knock-and-talk drills where they come and say, we want to look and see if you got any legal guns in your house. They're doing this in Dallas. They're getting the cops ready for gun confiscation, and they're using gun buyback program images of people turning guns into police to acclimate people psychologically to turning their guns in. The Attorney General has said he wants your guns, and he will use riots and shootouts and freakouts over the flu to get that done. There's a good chance we're about to see a Soviet-style takeover, a Stalin putsch in America. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-7-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
Okay, I didn't intend to come on the radio today and put out a maximum level alert, but what happens is I get distracted with other programs, other news reports, other operations that I'm working, and then the data builds up to a certain flash point, and I pull back and I see it, and all of a sudden I get an adrenaline rush. My heart almost jumps out of my chest. It hits. And like tumblers in a safe, everything clicks into place. Or like putting a skeleton key in a lock and you feel the lock unbolt and open. Guaranteed they are planning to go hot with the flu and really try to use it as a takeover. Now, I'm saying guaranteed they have got the safety off. They are locked and loaded. A whole bunch of key nexus points just came into focus clearly. Now, remember, back in January, and I've never talked about the flu being used as the takeover. That's never been our big issue. But in January, I began to see all the indicators, the mass graves, the New York State document I was sent by the Department of Cemeteries about get ready for millions dead in your cemeteries for the flu. We had emergency managers on. We played audio interviews with them about how the military was getting ready for martial law under a flu release. For checkpoints, lockdowns of cities, hardening police stations against revolution. And they're training the police for IEDs, improvised explosive devices. Every city in the country has had Homeland Security training. They're telling the police that veterans are going to come back and start bombing them. The Homeland Security report states veterans and gun owners are the main threat to Homeland Security. So NORTHCOM is set up for us. It's set up for the people that will defend this country. Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. This is so sick, ladies and gentlemen. All you conservative fools who bought into Bush because he was Republican in name only. Now you don't realize that the whole Homeland Security system was set up for you, you fools. And you still are parading around, cheerleading your own destruction. The banking takeover is set for the fall. They want the banking regulatory reform. They have the health care reform, and Dick Armey said it, the former Republican leader. I'm not saying he's a greater trustworthy guy, but I'm saying when he comes out and seconds what we're saying, you better look out. Congressman Brune, Congressman Paul, Congressman Brown, a whole bunch of other congressmen are on record saying that Obama may use the flu fear as a pretext for martial law or to pass health care or to pass financial reform. Armey's in the Dallas Morning News. Brune is in the Louisville Journal. Paul has said it on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. It is the perfect cover for a president who is cratering, for a country that's on the edge of peaceful revelation and revolution, of waking up to the New World Order. And I don't see the establishment being able to pull out of this. They've got all the assets in place. Past martial law drills did not have the assets in place, and we're not doing live-action drills at this magnitude. Basically, a giant armada is off our coast, now landing forces is the military analogy here. This has every indicator of not being a drill. And soon they're not going to be able to pull back from it. So they're throwing the punch at the Republic's face right now. They got the sword coming down on us. Can we pull back? Can we get our neck out of the chopping block? I don't know. But we better get the word out now. Now, Paul Watson, let's bring Paul Watson up for a few minutes here. Paul, I need you to pick the right headline to get people's attention so they understand what's happening. I need you to put together a nexus point about how they built up all these assets, and now we have police officers, we have military people, but I can separately confirm under the executive order that CBS News cover, you just Google flu quarantine, and you'll get the CBS News article that has the executive order for the quarantines, for the cordoning, for the lockdown of cities. They've been training Secure Corps and AmeriCorps to assist the police and military. They've been having all these military drills in the name of stopping drunk drivers. They've got the police all medicalized now federally in the name of taking blood. Boston launches flu shot tracking city to pinpoint areas of low rates of vaccination for quarantine. That just came out in the Boston Globe poll. Then I've got this Reuters. We're going to come right back to you and give you your marching orders. You're my top guy on this. I need you. And then Reuters says flu experts gear up for pandemic vaccine worry. And they say, look, just get ready for a lot of people to die. Just because you take the shot and die doesn't mean it's the shot. Paul, stay there. We've got to somehow get a dispatch out of the people. This is an emergency situation, ladies and gentlemen. Red level.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to be clear to listeners, crystal clear. The feds set up Homeland Security in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. From day one, it was set up for the American people. And what is the one thing that Homeland Security can launch that makes every American a suspect, that makes everyone a terrorist, that makes everyone a criminal? And they're already on the news saying someone who has the H1N1 and refuses to take the shot or refuses to be quarantined, why, they're a terrorist. They could kill people. It's a mild flu. I've seen the statistics that it kills people a lower percentage of the time than the regular seasonal flus. A lot of times when they announce somebody's died, it is a false positive with this flu. And we're now entering the full swing. It starts in the middle of September. We're now full swing into the flu season. From now into January, early February, it starts to taper off. And right as the vaccine is ready, they start the fear-mongering. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the YouTube videos are pouring in from military in uniform, from police. I've got emails from police pouring in. And I said I was going to open the phones up. And when I first started the show, I didn't think of how important it was to get this intelligence. So I want to tell Brendan, Paula, Lisa, Kyle, Ronnie, if you are not calling about the flu, do me a favor and go ahead and hang up. Because I went ahead and canceled the guests for today, except for Shooter Jennings, Waylon Jennings' son, but he's coming on about political issues and his new album. I don't want to cancel that one. Plus, that's the last interview, so I have time to cover this flu situation. When I opened the phones up and said cover any issue, Let's go ahead and just scrub the decks. Go ahead and release the lines. I want to specifically, I'm thinking on my feet here, folks. So much is happening, and it just really clicked for me earlier, right at the start of the show. All this intel that I'm going to go over here in a moment. My head's spinning right now. I don't like what I'm seeing, what's being confirmed here. If you are in the military, or you are a police officer, or you are a medical worker, and you've been told you've got to take the inoculation, and you've been told they're going to be setting up checkpoints and having quarantine, or you have any information about the flu, almost everything that these police and military are saying in news articles and YouTube videos is already confirmed in mainstream announcements and fits exactly the protocols that the Pentagon and NORTHCOM have been training with local police for, that we've been covering since January. The problem is that they're now going out to the lowest level of the military unit, the smallest part, the privates, and telling them, get ready. They're now telling new police officers, people that have only been on the force a year or so, that are low level, that are rookies, that this is going to happen. They're now giving the command orders, it appears, to almost everyone in every major department and even small towns. That's what I need to confirm. I know they've got mass graves ready. I know they've got mass quarantines ready. I know they've got forced inoculations ready. It's like Obama the last month keeps saying, don't worry, we're not going to make you take the shot, but you need to. But then they order police and nurses and doctors in major cities and statewide in New Jersey and New York to take it. Same thing in France, same thing in Spain, same thing in Greece. They're ordering compulsory injections for their enforcers. And you better believe, if they're going to make the enforcers and the first responders take it, they're going to try to make you take it. So we know that's the plan, and we know under level 6, this is the key. Under level 6, we're under UN control, and they have said they can have quarantine and forced inoculation anytime they want under level 6. So this is the big issue, ladies and gentlemen. We're under level 6. Now, remember back in April I told you that, and people didn't believe the document I posted, even though it had phone numbers and names of doctors. And then 3 months later, they came out and said, yeah, we went to level 6 in late April and didn't tell the public. But I've got the interviews with the emergency managers about the mass graves and martial law. We've got the interviews and the secret Department of Cemeteries and funeral homes out of New York. In fact, guys, it was Aaron Dykes' article that he has the document in. It was titled Mass Graves Confirmed. Aaron Dykes, InfoWars, print that off for me. I know the flu is serious. I know it's coming up. I know we've been exposing it, making the establishment back off to a certain extent, cut back from hundreds of millions of dosages down to 50 million. Then they said, okay, we're at 50 million. Then now they say, oh, no, we do have 200 million now. So they're playing possum. You know, they're playing dead, but their whole operation is still rolling forward. So I want to believe we've backed this off. But every indicator is they're at least using it as a federalization, internationalization drill to test local police and military to see if they'll go along with checkpoints and forced inoculations, which is a perfect cover for future martial law scenarios. And we've got three congressmen on record saying that they may use this for martial law and to get their health care bill passed, their amnesty bill passed. Israel's openly in the London Telegraph on Fox News saying they may go ahead and hit Iran if we don't hit them. I mean, it's all coming together right now, and I've just got chills going up my back, so I'm going to break it all down. I wanted to get Paul Watson online with me to somehow try to crystallize all this data, this big picture, Paul, I guess with a headline like police and military being prepared for forced inoculations and martial law, and then kind of boil it down and give people the big picture. Paul Watson, how do you think we ought to attack this? Because it's not just me getting you up here, you know, to stand before the man and give you your marching orders because you're one of my best writers and somebody I know that can get the job done properly and understands the full spectrum that we're dealing with. What is your analysis? What's your take on what I'm saying? Because I'm about to get into Reuters and Boston Globe with two pieces of data that hit me this morning, and I actually staggered for a moment, Paul.
Well, what's interesting from what I've seen is at the beginning of July, the British government health authorities came out and said that by the end of August, this is in the UK, there would be 100,000 new cases of swine flu every day, and that 40 people in the UK every day would die. Now, they came out and said that in the first few days of July. Now, we're already past the middle of September, and it's proven to be completely hyped way beyond all recognition. And I believe that's because as soon as the potential was mooted that this swine flu vaccination would be mandatory, 90% plus of nurses and health workers, as well as the general public, came out and said there's no way that we're going to take a swine flu shot. And then that was prompted by the fact that the information about it containing squalene, which is linked to Gulf War syndrome, as well as mercury.
That's right. It triggers the hyper autoimmune response. Denver Post has colonels in it admitting that it killed and maimed large numbers of the troops that took it, and they're putting reportedly four times the squalene in this flu shot that has ever been put in any shot, including the anthrax shot, and it is guaranteed, the squalene alone, to devastate. People's brains are going to swell up. Their pancreas is going to swell up. Doesn't matter how hard you're working out, folks. You're going to be getting diabetes. They're going to go from 1 in 3 having it to everybody having it, I guess, who takes this shot. I don't mean to interrupt you, Paul, but this nexus is in with what you're saying. Flu experts gear up for pandemic vaccine worry, Reuters, and they are getting ahead of the story now with this September 16th article yesterday. 1 million heart attacks, 700,000 strokes, and 900,000 miscarriages. U.S. public health officials want Americans to know these will happen every single year with or without swine flu vaccine campaign. So they're saying, get ready for people having strokes, having miscarriages, getting Gillian, I always mispronounce it. It's not Guillain-Barré's, it's Guillain-Barré. All of this happening. And they have internal CDC documents admitting it's going to do it to people and give them the autoimmune response where your body eats your brainstem. And I guess as everybody starts going into wheelchairs and convulsing and getting paralyzed, just like with Gardasil killing people, they'll just dance around and laugh about it. The sons of bitches, Paul.
Well, don't forget that both the CDC and the British Health Authority sent out that advisory before the vaccines were completed, telling them to watch out for nerve diseases from trial guinea pigs taking the shot. So they're aware that this is going to happen, and now they're getting out ahead of the story and saying that, yeah, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people are going to die, and they're just trying to lay that groundwork. So,
and they're saying, oh, it has nothing to do with it. You were happy and 18 years old and took the shot, and now you're in a wheelchair with your brainstem rotted off, with your body attacking it. It's totally normal.
The thing about it is when all that came out about it being linked to Guillain-Barré and nerve disorders and autism, that's the point when the vast majority of people said there's no way we're taking it, which is also when governments, the French government, the British government, said that they backed off from the rhetoric that it was going to be mandatory and started saying, making noises that it would be voluntary. But
see, that's it. They test the water, then we say no, then they're going to create fear, and they're going to have women, mainly, on TV, demanding everybody take the shot, saying, my daughter died, you didn't take the shot, you killed her, demanding it, Paul.
Yeah, that's if they ramp it up that much, then that's going to happen. But if you look at, I mean, I wrote an article a few weeks ago about these internal French government documents that state that it is going to be mandatory. So, if the testimony of this military person who, I mean, she really needs to come out and be completely public. She's already all over YouTube, so we need to know a name and a position exactly so we can get the story out. And so it can't be dismissed by people as just someone ranting on YouTube, because from every perspective, this is what we're hearing, that they're gearing up for checkpoints and mandatory inoculations. You remember the story again we had about healthcare bill will fund state vaccine teams to conduct interventions in private homes, and that's a bill in America out of the Education, Labor, and Pension Committee. It was approved by them.
That's right. The feds have bills. Massachusetts passed a bill. Other states are passing bills to forcibly come in your house without warrants. They're openly circling us like sharks, like we're out here on a life raft in the South Pacific, and we've got giant tiger sharks circling around us wanting to have dinner, and they're denying that we're seeing huge shark fins. But meanwhile, this is testing soft-kill weapons, and that's what I pointed out. They knew Gardasil in the trials was killing and maiming and paralyzing people with autoimmune diseases in the nerves. They knew it, so they got Perry to say it was recommended by the state so that vaccine federal damage fund would kick in, knowing it was going to kill and maim people. They knowingly put it out, admitted it didn't even protect you from human papillomavirus. Don't care. The women run out, enjoy getting sterilized, enjoy dying, bring their daughters in to be soft-killed with pleasure. And then now the mothers are bringing their daughters and sons in for the new weapon, and they come out and say, yeah, it's going to hurt a lot of you, but, you know, people are going to be dying all around you, but it's not the flu vaccine. It's quite normal to take a shot and suddenly have your brain swell up. I mean, Paul, they're just in the background turning up the ambient soft-kill system like the frog in the pot. It goes on to say, yet this year, they know a significant number will be blamed on H1N1 vaccine, which will roll out within weeks, and they are struggling to be ready. So they're telling the doctors, you don't diagnose this. Somebody takes this, they have a convulsion, internal CDC says it's going to do this to them, but when they have a degenerative neurological disorder, it was not the shot. Do you understand that, doctor? The doctor's like, yes, I understand. I don't want liability. And they're going to pay a bounty to British doctors for every shot they give people? Go ahead.
Well, they're now running commercials on British television, which encourage girls to get this HPV vaccine, even though it's been linked with hundreds of deaths, both in this country and the US. So, you know, they're getting desperate. I mean, this happened with MMR in Britain, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, when about 90% of British parents rejected it and stopped getting their children immunized with it. And then that prompted the government to start a propaganda campaign to get them back on board. So that's
and threatening to take their children.
Yeah, but from all the response that I've seen, the vast majority of people will not take this swine flu vaccine. And anyone who's in any kind of position of authority has got to recognize that. So if they make it mandatory, then all hell's going to break loose, basically.
But that's what they want, Paul. And while all hell's breaking loose, they can pass all their legislation and set up the new world government, the new financial reform.
Well, that's a possibility. But, I mean, take France, for example. Whenever the French government tries to do anything that's mildly unpopular, the country just shuts down for a week.
They don't have fluoridated water there.
No. I mean, that wouldn't happen in America. It wouldn't happen in the UK because everybody's docile. But still, from the reaction, whether people are willing to back up their words with the actual action or cave into the fear-mongering remains to be seen.
Well, let's say 10% of people refuse to quarantine and fight back. That will be 30. Well, I mean, what's 10% of 300 million? That's 30 million.
30 million in the U.S. and about 6 million people in the U.K.
Well, look, that's why the feds are training police to take blood without warrants. And now we've confirmed in Austin, in just regular crime cases, you'll come in as a witness for somebody and they'll just grab you and say, we can take your blood now. And they're just taking, I mean, this country is completely gone. I mean, it is just, I mean, the government is completely psychopathic, out of control. They've always got these sick rationalizations for everything they're doing, Paul. And, you know, the key here is this is being used as a worldwide police state grid for the UN to implement and exercise its global federal control over the nation states. And they are definitely getting police and military ready for checkpoints and transponders, and they may not get away with it this time, but it's all part of the process. And we need a big article to point out to people, this is happening. I believe they are going to attempt it, Paul. They've moved too many assets into place. So we need to get an article out exposing that, but also an article that has all the facts so people can make their own decision, and an article that tells the listeners and the readers that you need to get out and spread the word about how dangerous these vaccines are and just how ridiculous all this is. Because if we have a mass awakening to this, we can derail this system.
Well, if they go ahead full board, Alex, what they'll do is just say, you know, you don't want the vaccine, that's fine. But you don't travel. You can't get in an airport. They'll take people's privileges away, and that's the only way they're going to get people who previously refused to take
it. Well, exactly. No, no, they're saying they're going to grab you off the road. And they'll have checkpoints everywhere, and it isn't even meant to stop people traveling. It's just meant to set the precedent. That's why they've been training cops to drive buses for decades for martial law. And, Paul, anything else?
No, that's it, I think.
Okay, get the big report out, because Boston's saying they're going to track what neighborhoods have been inoculated and what neighborhoods haven't. So it's really happening. Good job, Paul Watson. Stay with us.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Gentlemen, I know that my thoughts are a little bit scattered here because I'm just collating all this data. I don't like the picture I'm seeing, okay? It looks bad. And I'm just sick of these people. I'm sick of every day hearing about some girl that died or got paralyzed from their Gardasil shot. Won't you people just stop killing us? We've got a right to defend ourselves, you bastards. You got us cornered. You kidnapped kidnap over a million of our kids every year without due process. You run around and squeeze us. Government's too big. Bunch of stinking bankers. I don't know what to do except expose these people. And I don't enjoy the position I'm in. I don't like being a leader. I don't like wanting to work 20 hours a day and not having a life, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not complaining about the burden. I just wish it would stop. It's like a roller coaster ride you can't get off of. And it just goes on and 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 on. But I'm going to try to get focused, go over the evidence, and I want to hear from police, military, nurses. People are being told they have to take the shots. See, Obama is up there saying, you don't have to take the shot, don't worry. But then he has his surrogates come out and say, oh, well, we might have to force the shots on you. So they play good cop, bad cop. And then they're telling nurses and police all over the country in different departments. It's in the Associated Press. It's in Reuters. It's in the Boston Globe. It's been in the news for the last month. They're telling nurses they've got to take it. They're trying to broach the subject to police, but they're saying no. So the good news is people are saying no. Praise God for that. But I want to take your calls. I want to talk to the military and police. Because we've already talked to emergency managers and others back in January about them planning this. And I just know that our enemies are capable of anything to get their world government. And they need a global crisis, and the flu is tailor-made. They set up the police state grid. They tell you it's for men in caves, and then they tell you, oh, it's for the flu. Oh, it's for gun owners. Oh, it's for conservatives. Brendan in California, you got any intel for us?
Hi, Alex. Just some of my thoughts on this particular topic. And I agree with you.
Sir, hold on. Sure. I'm not trying to be mean, Brendan, but I'm gonna give you 1 minute. But after this, I can't do it. I have to keep the lines open for police and military and medical workers. We need the information. But go ahead and give us your point.
I was just going to say they can't do terrorist-style attacks because that would turn American people away from domestic changes that Obama wants to accomplish and would refocus people on external threats. But the domestic bioemergency will support domestic federal takeover, which conveniently plays into the health reform agenda now on the table. And at the same time, also the only way that local and state authorities will get in line with federal direction. It also succeeds in removing focus from continued military buildup abroad, which is a weak point for Obama.
Yes.
And in addition, vaccine reactions will require additional health care. If government is blamed, then they'll have to make good. And if they're not blamed, then it simply plays into the general agenda.
Genius. I'm glad you did call in and broke the rule because you just crystallized it all. That's what Dick Armey said. He's the former leader of the Republicans in the House. He said they're going to use this to weigh down health care and say, see, we've got to have government health care because it bankrupts the states. And that is exactly what they're starting to say now. So you're absolutely right. You should write that up and send it to writers@infowars.com and give us your perspective on it. Anything else, Brendan?
That's it.
God bless you. Now, look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm sure Lisa, Kyle, Ronnie, Brian, I'm sure everybody's got great points. But after I take these calls, only police, military, first responders, medical workers, and then we've got video and audio clips coming up in the next hour of police and military confirming the plans for quarantines and checkpoints. They're going to take you away to the FEMA camps.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.